Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Glory to the Lamb of God. We are going to minister on a very familiar set of scriptures. We all have preached this at some time or another, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four. But God always opens up and reveals to us what he wants us to hear for that particular time. If you have your Bibles, open up to the book of Romans, the first chapter and the 14th verse. But we're going to start with the first verse on the first chapter. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the what? The flesh, and declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom all are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. How many know you the called of Jesus Christ? I didn't see many hands going up. Folks, either you just don't know or you didn't hear me. How many know that you are the called of Christ? All right, that's a little bit better. Amen. You're not afraid to raise your hand because you're afraid God's going to put you in a situation, are you? Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, sir. If you got your Bibles, open up to book of Romans. We started off by reading the salutation of Paul as he says, I am a servant of Jesus Christ, which is the most important thing that you could possibly read, where it says, I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I am a doulos of Jesus, meaning that I am a bond servant, meaning that I freely give my life to the kingdom of God. I am a slave to the gospel. Wherever God tells me to go, I shall go. Wherever the Lord tells me to be, I will be. Whatever the Lord tells me to say, I will say. Why? Because it's important that we understand that God has called us to something spectacular. God has called us to something great. Therefore, we have to trust God and believe God and submit ourselves, therefore, unto God. Why? Because it has been promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. It's already been promised unto us that God was going to bless us and God was going to move for us in a supernatural way. We got something going on with the mics here, but we're not going to worry about it. We'll just make an adjustment. Hallelujah. How's that? Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So therefore, we understand that he declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness. We ain't going to be defeated tonight. Amen. Declared to be the Son of God with what? With power. According to the what? The spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. What we want to understand in this group of scriptures is Paul said, a servant of Jesus, a bond slave, someone who has decided that upon their own free will and volition that they want to serve God regardless of what it'll cost them, where they have to go, what they have to do, how much pain or agony or distress it might bring forth in their life, he has decided that he will serve God. How many people have made up in their mind in this church that regardless of what you go through, you're going to serve God? Regardless of what you are up against, you are going to serve God. You are going to do the things of God regardless of what goes on in your mind, what goes on in your heart, what goes on in your spirit. You are going to believe and trust God. Amen. Just bear with us tonight. I don't know what's going on with the mics, but we'll make it. Amen. Look, go to the 14th chapter. 14th verse, I mean. We're going to jump all the way over to the 14th verse. Hallelujah. I know y'all like this group of scriptures. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to do what? Preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. How many folks in here not ashamed of the gospel? Oh, glory to God. For it has the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from what? Faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. How many in here recognize yourself to be the just? Man, what you do? I guess we have to think about it for a while before we decide. I recognize myself to be part of the just. Amen. Because I live by faith. I know I live by faith. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm trying to get y'all involved in this service so God can get you involved in what he's going to do for you. Amen. Paul said, I am debtor. How many know that the word debtor means that he, in the Greek, that he owes it to them? He owes it to them. Now, understand this. They didn't give him anything, but so for some reason, he owes it to them anyway. Nobody gave him anything, but he still owes them, Sister Norma. Nobody done anything for him, but he still owes them. They may be unlearned, but he owes them. They may be barbarian, but he owes them. They may be what, but he owes them. Why? It's not because of what they've done for him, but it's what Christ did for the church. It's all about Jesus. What we're singing that song, it's all about Jesus. We have taken Jesus out of the equation and put other things in. We've got to get Jesus back into the equation so he becomes the form, the almost everything in our lives. And it's important that we understand. That's why he was able to say, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians. I owe it to them, and I owe it to the wise and to the unwise. I owe it to everybody. And that should be our testimony. That should be our testimony, that we owe it to everyone, the gospel of God. God freely gave you the gospel, so why wouldn't you freely give it to someone else? It's a free gift of God. Paul goes on to say, so as much, oh, this is tricky right here. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel. Ask yourself, what do you have in you tonight? What do you have in you? Do you have wisdom, understanding, knowledge, mercy, compassion, joy, love, peace, long-suffering? Do you have these things operating in your life? Has something came your way and triggered something that you had hidden deep down in your spirit that you didn't know that was down in there? Last week we preached a message on anger, on being angry, the difference between being angered and being angry. And it's a big difference. You have to understand something, that there's going to come a time when something is going to come to try to provoke you and move you out of your place in God. And you have to be ready. You have to understand that you are no longer your own. You have been bought with a price, and you have to do the will of God regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you think, regardless of what is going up against you, regardless of what's happening in your life. You have got to do the word of God. I try to get people to understand, it is all about the gospel. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's, you take things too personal. It's about Jesus. Stop taking things personal and understand that it's about Jesus. Your persecution is about Jesus. Your light affliction is about Jesus. Your sickness is about Jesus. The calamity in your life is about Jesus. The hatred that they hate you with is about Jesus. Being jealous of you is about Jesus. It's all about the life of Jesus if you're manifesting the glory and the honor of God. Paul said, for I find myself that I am both debtor to the Jew, and I'm debtor to the Greek, I'm debtor to the barbarian, I'm debtor to the wise and to the unwise. So therefore, since I am debtor to these, I owe it to them. So as much as in me, I am now willing. Folks got more stuff in them than they know they got. It just takes the right thing to bring it out. Only take the right thing. For example, Pastor Hart, every time you talk to him, one thing on his mind, he wants to go to church. Amen. He wants to go to church. Why? Because that is what's in him. Amen. You can't take that out of him. You can't talk it out of him. You can't persuade it to come out of him. You can't steal it out of him. You can't cut it out of him. Why? Because it's become a part of his being, his most inner being. That's what God wants us to become. That church and the body and the love of God will become a part of our inner being so that we represent God. We are servants to the gospel. Not, see, we're trying to make the gospel a servant unto us, but God wants us to be a servant unto the gospel. When the gospel becomes your servant, then you use it any kind of way you want to use it. But when you become the servant of the gospel, you do what God wants you to do. Absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged because he says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. Who was that? They went to the gate and the man was asking, it was Peter, and they said, the guy was at the begging alms, and they looked down at him, and the man of God said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, translation, such as in me I give it unto you. He said, take up thy bed and walk. What was in him? The life of God. The peace of God, the deliverance of God, the healing of God. Do you have healing in your body today? Do you have deliverance in your life? Do you have peace in your life? Is the love of God in your life? Is the joy of God in your life? Are these things manifesting themselves in your life? Do you have faith in your life that you can speak unto a mountain or make a seed of mustard seed move? Do you have that kind of faith? What kind of joy do you have today? Do you have the kind of joy that when all hell is breaking out around you, you still have the ability to laugh and to exalt God? What kind of peace do you have when it seems like the enemy has turned up the fire up on you, but yet you can still sit there and give God the glory and give God the praise? Paul is saying this, I'm a servant, I'm a doulos of Jesus Christ. I'm a slave to the gospel. Therefore, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. And he began to tell you about some things. He said, jealousy won't separate me from the love of God. Envy won't separate me from the love of God. Hatred won't separate me from the love of God. Strife won't separate me from the love of God. Being in perilous places won't separate me from the love of God. Being shipwrecked, Brother Tim, won't separate me from the love of God. Being tossed into prisons won't separate me from the love of God. Being beaten 3 and 4 times by my own countrymen will not separate me from the love of God. Having no food to eat will not separate me from the love of God. Being scantily clothed and being in the cold will not separate me from the love of God. Being thrown out of town after town after town will not separate me from the love of God. Why? Because I understand that regardless of what I go through, my God is greater than the situation and circumstance that I'm involved in, and that he will bring me through it. Glory to God. He says, so I'll give you what's in me. I'm ready to preach, proclaim, let go, let you know that the gospel to you. And see, what's so important about the gospel is this. The gospel is Jesus. If you're preaching anything but Jesus, it's not a gospel. Folks got a whole lot of gospels. They got the gospel of money. They got the gospel of houses and the gospel of cars and the gospel of this and the gospel of wives and the gospel of husbands, but it ain't the gospel of Jesus. The gospel of Jesus produces an effect in your life that'll give you the authority and ability to whatever you're going through to stand up and say, God, you're still God. You can be like Job, Lord, though you slay me, yet will I praise you. Why? Because there's something on the inside of you that stirs you up. The man of God said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. What? It was a gospel that was in him, that was burning his glory, making him do the things that he needed to do for God, even though he didn't want to do them, even though he didn't feel like doing them, but he could not resist the power of God. Paul said, the gospel is in me. I can't resist the power of the gospel, because the gospel is more than just a word. The gospel is more than an idea. The gospel is the very power and the very life of God. And God's life is flowing through me to let me people know that God is a living being, that he's walking and breathing in the earth today. Folks done forgot all about Jesus. I remember when we first got saved, you couldn't stop us from praising God. You couldn't stop us from fasting. You couldn't stop us from laying on our, we laid on our face most of the day trying to pray. Almost got fired off our jobs because every time they looked up, we was in a corner someplace trying to seek God. Now we can't get us to seek God. For I mean, we come into church praising God. We come into church jumping and shouting. Now you come into church and the first thing you do is sit down. I ain't picking on you. I'm just telling the truth. The gospel is more than that. Paul said, this thing is serious. It's so serious that even you at Rome, I'm ready to preach it too. And I know how you feel at Rome. You folks at Rome all mixed up with all these different ideas and principles. You done got yourself tied up with the circumcision and with the uncircumcision. You think you know this and you think you know that. And you done made up in your mind that your church is it. But I got news for you. I got a word, a gospel that comes straight from Jesus Christ that'll let you know that you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to change your heart. You got to walk a different way. Your course of life has got to change in order that God might flow through you. Oh my God, if we only had an idea or a vision of what God wants to do in our lives and where he wants to take us to and the things he wants to show and reveal to us, so that we're just not sitting around doing nothing, but that people's lives are being encouraged and strengthened just by coming in contact with us, just by being around us, they get joy. Just by being around us, they know that they can have life. Just by being in your presence, they know that God is going to do something for them. Most folks will never know about God if it's not for you. They don't want to hear what you got to say about God. They want to hear what you're living him for. Oh, the man of God said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why I'm not disgraced or dishonored of the gospel of Christ. See, the gospel will put you in some precarious positions. The gospel will put you in a position where folks will make you think you're wrong. And you got to hold your peace. The gospel will put you in a position where folks will persecute you. And God says, hold your peace. The gospel will put you in a position where folks will say you're teaching a new doctrine, but you have to hold your peace. Ah, folks come against you and hate you and dislike you, but you have to hold your peace because the gospel says so. We have got to start. You know what it is about the gospel? It's something you have to practice at. Anything that you practice at, you become good at it. Folks don't want to practice at the gospel. They just want God to pour them out a blessing. See, when you practice at the gospel, that means when folks hate you, you have to press it deep inside yourself to love them. When they despitefully use you, you have to press deep within yourself to pray for them. And there's a whole lot of folks doing that. But you have to find a way. And the way is Jesus through the gospel. But I got news for you. You know, it say what's in a man will come out. But if you're not putting nothing in, there ain't nothing going to come out. If you're not putting this word down in your life, the word ain't going to come out. Well, the Holy Ghost will bring it out. The Holy Ghost ain't going to bring nothing out if you ain't got nothing in there for him to stir up. You got to study the word of God to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. The reason Paul could preach the way he was preached because he was a studied man. He was a scholar, man, because he studied the scriptures. You have got to study the scriptures because there's going to come a time that the only thing that's in you is going to come out. If you're not studying scriptures, what's going to, I bet you there's something down in you that'll come out.
Absolutely.
I found out the hard way, Brother Tim. We were down in Chicago doing a telecast for Sister E.I. Allen. And boy, I'm on fire for God. Woo, save, dance, shout. Every time I got close to somebody, I thought they were supposed to fall out. Just knew the anointing was rich in my spirit. And can't nobody move me. Well, one day somebody moved me. One of the guys we was working with agitated me to the very deep. Baby, he went down in there and he found a seed that had been lying dormant. 5 minutes later, that seed grew sprouts.
Absolutely.
And the sprout turned into a tree. And it wasn't a tree of life. And when I got through calling him everything but a child of God, I looked up and Sister E.R. Allen was standing there. I felt about this big. But she came over and she hugged me. She said, don't worry about it, baby. He just found something that you had lying dormant down in your spirit. Now that it's out, now you can move on. Oh, my God. Y'all not hearing me tonight. We ate too much ham and turkey today. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is what? It is the power. Say it again. It is the power. Say it one more time. It is the power. What is power? Dunamis, the ability to reproduce. If you're not reproducing after the nature of God, you need to go find you a mirror and check yourself. The gospel is supposed to reproduce. If you're not reproducing, for it is the power of God, not of man, but of God. Unto salvation to everyone that believeth. I like that. Let me read it again. For it is what? The power of God. The dunamis of God. The ability to do what? To reproduce. We're talking about the power of God revealing a righteousness from God. God revealing himself through his own righteousness. Being in right standing with God. God is revealing himself. But he's got to have somebody to use in order to reveal himself. Look here. I know we preach that God don't need anybody, but God sure would like to use you. I'm sure he would rather use you than one of them dogs out in the back. But if you don't present yourself a living sacrifice unto him, then he will use a dog. Because he is not going to let his word fall void. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. I'm not disgraced by the gospel. I'm not dishonored by the gospel. I'm not dishonored because the gospel makes me go places I don't want to go, makes me see things I don't want to see, makes me hear things I don't want to hear, makes me talk to people that I don't want to talk to, makes me be in places, puts me in a position where I'm in, put in jail, puts me in a position where I'm shipwrecked, puts me in a position where I'm scantily clothed, puts me in all these positions. But in all these things, I am more than a conqueror through him that has. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Y'all don't hear me tonight. You ought to be excited about the power of God. If you have to close your eyes and think about where you were and where you are now. Hallelujah. Just the thought of where I was and where God has brought me to now is more than a mouthful. It's more than enough. Paul said, for it is the power of God. Go over to the fourth verse of the first chapter, and declared to be the Son of God with what? With power. Why? Because the same power that's in the first verse, fourth verse, is the same power that Paul is talking about over here. The power that has the ability to do what? To present holiness and through resurrection power. God is trying to resurrect some saints. You say, they got to be dead in order to resurrect, Brother Tim, but they dead. Oh, my God. Bible says, for they are dead in what? Trespasses and sins and iniquity. Well, it's talking about folks dead because they want to do it their way. Paul said, you got to do it the way God wants you to do it. Then you don't have a reason to be ashamed. Folks ashamed of the gospel because they're not doing it the way God instructed them to do it. But it's the power of God. It is the power, the reproducing power of God, the infinity of God that brings you to a place of salvation. And see, salvation ain't just saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins and accept me into the house of God. No, salvation is having your body made whole, your mind having peace, your spirit being made whole, everything about you being made whole. That's what salvation is supposed to be. Salvation ain't supposed to be that you up one minute and down the other minute, that you feel great one minute and feel horrible next. Salvation is about that when you feel bad, God comes in and raises up a standard in your life that you can stand up and glorify God. Do you know I found out that if I got a problem, if I get out of myself and I get down and I begin to thank God, Lord, I thank you for victory. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace. Even though I don't have no peace, I'm thanking him for it. Even though I don't have no joy, I'm thanking him for it. Even though I don't have no victory, I'm thanking him for it. Why? Because the gospel is more than what you think it is. When you begin to praise God and exhort him for things that you don't already have, for problems that you are already going through, you will find out that God will create an atmosphere, not a around you, but he'll create an atmosphere in your very spirit and in your soul that you'll find out that you can actually see the face of God. Do you know when you see the face of God, you ready to run? It's time to fight. It's time to battle because God has called you to something great. God has called you to something tremendous. But if you sit back and wait on somebody to stir you up, to encourage you and to get you going, then you're going to miss out on God. You got to learn to stir yourself up. You got to learn to fire yourself up. Jeremiah said, I got to do this thing. I got to run this race. I got to prophesy the way God told me to prophesy because this fire, this burning that's down in my spirit is taking over my soul. I don't want to go, but I got to go. I don't feel like doing it, but I got to do it. I don't want to say it, but I got to say it. I don't want to, but God is down on the inside of me, and the fire is burning up the chaff, and I have no other choice but to do the will of God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's caused me to grow, and it's caused me to mature. It's caused me to see those things that are not as though they are. It caused me to understand that greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. It brought me to a place to understand that every weapon formed against me has no power to prosper against me. It don't matter. I might be in jail, but I still got the victory. I may be shipwrecked, mother, but I still got the victory. I may be beaten 3 times, but I still got the victory. They may be robbing me by my own country, but I still got the victory. Why? Because the gospel of God is greater than just the word. The gospel is life. The gospel is joy. The gospel is peace. The gospel is everything that I have need of. So all I got to do is take this gospel and let this gospel flow down through my life. That's why I'm not ashamed of it, because it'll do exactly what it's been intended to do. That's why he said, for this purpose, we will know that God is moving in our lives. God has purposed that we be who we are in God. Stop accepting anything. If you'll listen to anything, you'll do anything. You got to accept the gospel of God for what it is. Paul said, it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Do you believe? Yeah. Everybody said they believe, but the proof is in the pudding. That's what he's talking about. He says to everyone that believe, do you believe? Do you believe that God is who he says he is?
I believe.
Well, then if you believe, why aren't you faithful? If you believe, where's your tithing? If you believe, where's your prayer life? If you believe, where's your fast life? If you believe, where's your meditation? If you believe, where's your love for the brethren? Where's your compassion, your kindness? See, I come to the conclusion after all these years being in the ministry, Pastor Hart, that folks want compassion, but they don't want to give no compassion. That's not the gospel. If you believe, you're going to do what the word of God said, and it will cost you blood. It'll make you bleed. And we don't want to bleed. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And to the Jew first and also the Greek. It says, for therein, where is it? It says therein. For therein is the righteousness of God. What is the righteousness of God? It is being in right standing with God. Because there ain't no way you could do anything to please God except for to have faith. Being in right standing in God is doing what God has called you to do. Oh, my God, my God, my God, Brother Tim. So a lady used to clean up around this church years ago. And man, she just sung the whole time she cleaned. She sung the whole time she cleaned. Now we complain and bellyache and murmur about things that we can't change unless we pray. God is, you know what? Somebody asked me a couple weeks ago, is God still a killer? Sure he is. He will turn you over to your own self. And the first thing you're going to do is kill yourself. You might not kill yourself with a gun or with a knife, but you will kill yourself with your attitude, with your disposition, with your ideas, and with your principles. You will destroy yourself. Ooh, bet you didn't expect that one, did you? It says, righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. That means that you've got to leave one realm of God, faith, and get into another realm. Everything that you go through is to take you into a higher place with God. If you're going through something and you're not growing, you miss God. If you got troubles and trials and you're not growing and maturing in the things of God, then you have missed God. Because everything you go through, God has intended that you grow from it, that you mature from and that you receive wisdom for. Folks are going through the same thing over and over and over and over and not learning a cotton picking thing because they made up in their mind that it's not them, but it's the devil. For we shall grow from faith to faith. As it is written, what does it say? The just shall live by faith. Who are the just? The just are those fulfilling all claims which are right, what of which the word is the standard. All claims which are right are because the word is the standard. The word's got to be the standard in your life if you are going to be called the just. The word's got to be the standard. Not your ideas, not your passions, but the word of God has got to be the standard in which you stand upon. The word of God has got to be the standard in which you live by. The word of God has got to be the standard in which you speak by, you think by. The word of God has got to be the standard that God has placed in your life. But we have allowed so many other things to become the standard in our lives other than the word. And then we wonder why we go through the hell we go through and don't have victory. You're going to go through it, but the good thing about it is you can have victory in the midst of it. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. How do you live? How do you live by faith? because you press down and you trust in God and you tell everything that comes against you, it don't matter what you do or what you say, I'm going to serve my God. I will not allow you to separate me from my God, because my God is mighty. My God is great. He is the great deliverer. He's the great Jehovah. I will not be moved. I will not be separated from that which I know God has brought me into. And you got to hold your head up and believe that God is more than just a word, but that he's a lifestyle. And if you allow that lifestyle to manifest itself in your life, you will find out that you will walk over hot coals. You will swim through cold water. You'll be able to go anywhere in the things of God and not be moved and knocked down, because you will understand this one thing, that the faith of God is greater than anything that you could possibly come up against. But you've got to believe God. Oh, Lord have mercy. It says, the just shall live by faith. Epistis. What is the faith? It's a divinely implanted principle that is in your life, that God planted in your life, that he could one time call you back unto himself, that you receive the blessings of God. It's important that we understand that we are who we are because God has chosen us to be it. And if you stand and you fight the good fight of faith and you run this race with patience and you understand that God has got your back and God is holding you up and God is undergirding you, that you will understand that you are adapter to everybody. We want to pick folks who we want to minister to. If they look good, we minister to them. If they talk well, we talk to them. God said, I want you to minister to the drunk. I want you to minister to the drug addict. I want you to minister to the drug dealer. I want you to minister to the prostitute. I want you to minister to everybody that has a need in their life. You can no longer pick who you want to minister to. God is trying to save prostitutes. And say, come on, save homosexuals, save all kind of folks, except you get enough guts in your heart to begin to tell them that Jesus is good and Jesus is a savior and Jesus is life, then they'll never know. They've heard it before, but they need to hear from somebody that's been anointed by God, because the anointing destroys the yoke. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Most folks are afraid to be a servant because they're afraid somebody's going to ask them to do something they don't want to do. And Brother Hart used to always put you in that spot. But I thank God for his ministry. Oh, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise your name because you are worthy, and we magnify you. We lift you up, O Holy One. Hallelujah. Lord God, for we know we are adept both to the Greeks and the barbarians, to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in us, Lord God, we are now prepared to preach or proclaim the gospel to them that are also in the streets and in the highways and the byways. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, disgrace or dishonor by it, for we understand that the same power that saved us and delivered us can save and deliver them. So we understand, Lord, that's why we're not ashamed. And we know, Lord God, that it's the power of God unto or bring them into a place of salvation, that they might be delivered and set free, to everyone that believe. Father, and that's to everyone, because you have put a spirit of faith, a measure of faith down in every man. Father, I thank you right now for doing what you did, that you have presented a thing in everyone that you might call it back even unto yourself. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today that your righteousness can be revealed, not in our faith, but in the next faith level that you're going to take us to. Because of the things we go through, we learn to have greater faith and trust in you. And Lord God, therefore, we will not be moved and we will not be stumbled. But Lord God, we're going to stand fast. We're both in the liberty that you have set us free. But Father, we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Father, and there's liberty in us to praise and to honor and to worship you, Lord. So, Father, have your way in our lives tonight. Move by your Spirit, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father, because you are great, you are mighty, and there is none other like you. So here we are, Lord God, presenting ourselves living and breathing and walking sacrifices for your kingdom and for your gospel. So, Father, you just have your way in our lives, and we'll give you praise. We'll give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.